Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step, the DJ played my favorite song. Everybody's getting along.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, September 28th, 2023. We're in the last week. That's right, the last week of September. And on today's show, I don't know what's going on, man, but everybody seems to be getting a divorce. Even the people that I never, ever would think would get a divorce. It just seems like everybody. And we're going to talk about it right here on the Slackers Talk Podcast. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Hey, this is your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The Slackers Talk Podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Choose your favorite podcast platform. Go to the Slackers Talk. Hit that follow or subscribe button. And that's it. All your work is done. As soon as you hit that follow button, a new episode, a new content of the Slackers Talk Podcast will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. Now, here's the best part. You can listen to my show live, which I definitely recommend, but it gets even better. Let's say that you're busy that day. The Slackers Talk Podcast episodes will be available 24/7, so you can listen to the show later. You can listen to the show the next day. You know, you can listen to 3 episodes a day. You can listen to an entire series on your way to work, on your way to the gym, however you want to do it. So you see, it's simple, easy, and convenient. So what are you waiting for? I'll see y'all Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You heard? And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, it's your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. And I just want to say, man, my day ones, welcome back. My first timers, man, welcome in. It is an absolute blessing to be here. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's Thursday. We're getting ready to head into a new weekend. And y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Man, time is going by fast, man. It's the last week of September. Thanksgiving and Christmas be here before you know it, man. You know what I'm saying? I remember New Year's, man. I remember in January. You know what I'm saying? I remember doing Martin Luther King Week. You know what I'm saying? I remember Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? Like it was yesterday, man. Time is just going by fast, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say, man. Like, enjoy yourself. Live your life, man, because it goes by, especially like when you're out here making money and enjoying yourself. It's like a blur, man, like real talk. As always, man, you know, we back in here on the Slackers Talk with another banging topic. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but good vibes, nothing but good news during the week. I want to give a special shout out to my boy Godstar and my boy Watts. Man, you know, they turned it out in New York City this weekend, man. Rockaway Boulevard, man, the Caribbean Fest, they turned it out. If you haven't heard by now, you're missing out, man. Go listen to Watt's new single, man, Party. You know what I'm saying? They turned it out in the club. If you was in New York City, I mean, we promoted it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You gotta check out the Slackers Talk. You know what I'm saying? Social media. You got to check out my Twitter. You got to check out my Facebook. You got to check out the Vision Live Network. And you should be checking out those things anyway, man, because I got the Slackers Talk question of the week going. I got the classic films on Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? So we got a heavy presence in the social media, man. So do follow us on social media if you haven't already. But yeah, man, my boy Watts and Godstar turned it out. You know what I mean? A special event. Shout out to Mr. Cheeks, Lost Boys. Shout out to Benny Siegel of Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? They also turned it out. And big things are happening, man. If you don't know already, man, look out for that name, Watts. You know what I'm saying? The new single came out last month. It's doing numbers. It's available on all music platforms. You know what I'm saying? And expect a tour. You know what I'm saying? A tour coming up soon, man, with nothing but performances, man. So if you're a booking agent and you want Watts in your city, man, holla, man. You know what I'm saying? Follow the Vision Live Network and just get your boy in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how somebody gives you an opportunity to be the first to make history? I'm giving you that chance now. You know what I'm saying? Holla at my boy Watts and get him in the building immediately. You know what I'm saying? Godstar Productions is in the building. I want to give a special shout out to all my listeners, man. You know, I shout y'all out all the time anyway. But definitely, you know, this week, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying, for tuning in last week. We had a good episode, like we always do. We had a great topic last week about making decisions. You know what I'm saying? These kids out here is getting older. They're going to college. You know what I'm saying? They got their own plan. They got their own life. And making decisions is tough, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a tough game. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are difficult. Some of them are life-changing. And I actually got, like, a lot of people, like, actually, like, not just reached out to me, but a lot of people, like wanted to talk and conversate, you know, have a conversation about, you know what I'm saying, making those kind of decisions because they got kids going to college, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I see stuff like that, that makes me happy, man. That makes me like, that lets me know that I'm doing my thing. You know, first and foremost, it lets me know that y'all listening. And it's like, not only just to listen, but it's like, y'all got something out of the conversation that I had because you're reaching out and you do want to have that conversation with me. So it tells me that you not only listening, but you love what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And that's why I do what I do. So, you know what I mean? I want to tell you, I appreciate that, man. I love that topic. I love that episode. And we're going to keep rocking. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. Shout out to all my September birthdays. You know what I'm saying? This is the last week in September here on the Stock is Tall podcast. We had an alumni group, you know what I'm saying? The co-founder and the alumni group this month. You know, my boy Rashawn, my boy Willie, you know what I mean? My partner, my manager, Celeste Howard. You know what I'm saying? It was a veteran group this month, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, you know, once again, man, you know, here on the Slack is Talk, we celebrate birthdays all month long, you know what I'm saying? Not just your day. And we hope y'all enjoyed it. We wish y'all many more to come. And we just want to say I love y'all. We love y'all. And keep rocking. Keep doing your thing, man. Super proud. You know what I mean? Super proud. Keep doing it. Now, without further ado, let's get into it, man. Divorce, divorce, divorce. And yes, another divorce, man. Now, before, you know, we talk about divorce, and before I tell you or let you know who I'm talking about, I want to tell y'all a story. You know what I'm saying? And it might not make sense in the beginning, but I'm going to show you how it kind of like ties into a divorce. Or it's like almost similar, you know what I'm saying? Almost similar. Now, when I was a kid, right? And I speak for myself, but in most cases, like, if not all kids, almost all kids, like, also think like this too. When you a kid, you young, you just like learning yourself, you learning life. You really don't know and understand like what goes down behind closed doors. You don't understand business yet. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand relationships. And it's impossible for you to understand these things because you're a kid. You never experienced that. You know what I'm saying? You only been on this earth a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? Give or take. You know what I mean? So you really have no way of knowing until you get older and experience takes over and you start to look at things a different way. Right? Now, when I was a kid, right, I used to look at entertainment in a certain type of way, right? And what I mean by entertainment, I'm talking about music, it could be sports, it could be like television shows, it could be movies. I'm talking about like all things pretty much entertainment, right? Because when you think about it, when you're a kid, entertainment is like maybe like the first thing that you see. One of the first things that you see. Besides, like before you go to school, what we do? We watch cartoons, you know what I'm saying? We watch TV. We might watch, you know, sports. TV is a big part of our lives because our parents, our aunt, our grandparents, or whoever's watching us, they figure That's the best way to keep us quiet. That's the best way to keep us entertained. That's the best way to keep us out of their way. Is a television, right? So when I was a kid, I used to look at entertainment a certain way. Like for example, right? Unless you've been living under a rock, I'm a basketball fan. I'm a big basketball fan. I used to play basketball, right? I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. Michael Jordan is the greatest to ever do it to me, hands down, right? I was Michael Jordan, hands down. I was Chicago Bulls, hands down, right? I could even make the argument and say, you know, I'm a bigger Scottie Pippen fan. And I won't say, of course, he's not better than Jordan, but I feel like he's very underrated. He doesn't get his just due. But we have talked about that already, and I'll talk about that again to whoever, you know, want to smoke. But I used to watch Chicago. I used to watch all Chicago games. And, you know, back then, I didn't have the NBA pass, so I can't tell you that I watched, you know, all Chicago games. But They were on TV a lot because of, you know, Jordan and the popularity and everything. So every game that they every time they did come on TV, I made it my business to watch. And definitely the ESPN, you know what I'm saying? Watching all the highlights and stuff like that. And it was just like a pleasure and a joy to watch him and Pippen dominate whatever team they was playing against. They had this unbelievable chemistry on the basketball court, throwing alley-oops to one another, both having triple doubles in the same game, winning championships together, taking turns guarding the other team's best player, and you name it. It was like, it was the best 1-2 punch combination that I ever saw. And a lot of people, including, you know, my boy Rodman, said the same thing. Those two, they worked so well together, man. It's like as if they already knew where each other were going to be on the court. You know, the no-look passing and just everything. You know, you get the impression that they were just the best two teammates ever, right? And it all stems from, like, the chemistry that they had on the basketball court. Because in reality, you know, the average fan, like, didn't know neither one of them personally to know what was going on behind closed doors and everything. But as I was saying, you know, when you're a kid and you see this chemistry and you see, like, two people working together the way they do, and night in and night out, they have to go against the other team and they dominate and they win the championships. When you're a kid, you look at that and you see that and you say, man, you know, these two just got to be like best friends off of the court. They got to be. There's no way that y'all that good together on the basketball court and y'all not friends or y'all don't like each other. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's no way. You know what I'm saying? It's not possible. You know what I mean? And that was my feeling when I was a kid and when I was watching them, even when I was into a teenager, my teenage years. I figured, you know, they got to be friends. Like, how not? Like, y'all see each other more than y'all see y'all families. Y'all on the road all the time. Like how? How not? Y'all winning championships. Y'all getting paid. How? You know, what scenario? I couldn't see one scenario where they wouldn't be, like, close friends. You know what I'm saying? Now, fast forward. On another note, right? Now, let's talk about music before we get back to Jordan and Pippen. And then I'm gonna tell you how all this ties into a divorce. And there's no funny business. I know these are two guys and stuff like that. But you'll see the connection. You know what I'm saying? You'll see the connection. We're talking about the chemistry, the relationship. You know what I'm saying? The friendship. You know what I'm saying? Being teammates and stuff like that. And the perception that the public has of the two people working together, right? We're going to get back to Jordan. Now, musically, right? Now, you know, I'm a Tupac fan. You know, I was a Death Row fan. I wasn't a real big Bad Boy fan. You know, I have respect for them. I like the artists and everything. Much respect. Rest in peace to Biggie. You know what I'm saying? And all that. But I'm loyal. If I'm a Pac fan, you know, I'm with Pac. You know what I'm saying? He didn't care about them. So, me being a fan, I couldn't be... Yeah, I could listen, you know what I mean? Bad Boy from a distance and all that. That's just how I am. I'm loyal. That's just how I am. I'm loyal. If I'm with you, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I wasn't a big Bad Boy fan, but I saw the chemistry again, with this time with Diddy and Mace. And I talked about these things on, you know, earlier podcasts. You know what I'm saying? If y'all keep up with me, you know what I'm saying? If y'all everyday listeners, you know, I know y'all heard me talk about these four before, right? The chemistry, like the songs they appeared on, like going back and forth. You know, the going back and forth, even though, you know, Mace wrote the whole song, but still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounded what it was meant to sound like, you know what I'm saying? Like, two people going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? The songs that them two made, the dancing and the videos, the chemistry that you saw in the video, they always doing interviews together, a lot of the times, you know, you would just like see them two together. And again, like the same thing, man. Like, you kind of see, like, man, these two got chemistry, man. Like, these two, like Mace, like, he writes the lyrics and he's the one that came in after Biggie. Like these two, they have to get along. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't see a scenario where, you know, just can't see a scenario where they don't get along. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mace came in after Biggie. He did the writing. He was the lead artist. You know what I'm saying? He write for Diddy and everything. And you see them in videos. That's the perception that I had. You know what I'm saying? But then, as you get older in life and you start understanding that the whole time is just entertainment or it's just a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, don't get me wrong, some people are friends for real in real life. You know, sometimes the job carries into a real, you know, leads to a real friendship, sometimes even a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Man and woman, give and take. You know what I'm saying? That does happen. You look at the TV shows, like The Fresh Prince. You know, you would have thought they all was cool. And you find out there was major problems there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I guess, like, overall, what I'm trying to say is, you look at certain people that have, like, that might have an impact on your life, and certain people that just did a damn good job of you know, their profession or what they do and stuff like that, and they were so good that they made it look a certain way, you were under the impression that, like, man, you know, they gave me the vibe, like, okay, like, there's real friends out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is certain people that you just don't have to worry about flipping on each other. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I knew that Mace and Diddy wouldn't rap forever. You know, maybe Mace would go on and have his own label or whatever. But you just didn't, like, believe that they would flip on each other because of the entertainment and the show and the perception that they put on. I knew Scotty and Mike wouldn't play forever. They had to retire. You know, maybe one of them would even get traded or something. But you always thought that they had to be cool. Like, the 6 championships, you know what I'm saying, the run they had, you just thought that would have led to a real friendship. Like, you could never see them two flipping on each other. You understand what I'm saying? And you have people like that. There's people that you look at, you know what I'm saying, that there's people out there, whether it's, you know, two people, teammates, a group, whatever, there's people that appear to be so close that you would never think that they would flip on each other. I was getting ready to say problems, but that's not realistic. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has problems. You know what I mean? You would think, you would like to believe that, you know, even though, like, things are going to happen, nothing is perfect, people are going to have problems, but you would like to think that there's some people out there that just can't get torn down by it. You know what I'm saying? You would like to think that there's some relationships out there that's bigger and can't be torn down. So fast forwarding to today, me being a grown man, I know entertainment is entertainment. I know a job is a job. I know people say things and do things just to make things look a certain way. I understand all that. I get it. I understand all that now. You know what I'm saying? I've been understanding all that stuff for a while. Even with that being said, right, when certain people come out in the public, when a couple who's married come out in the public and they talk about, like, black love, and, you know, you talk how your relationship is just inseparable, like, y'all strong and holding people down for years, holding each other down for years and stuff like that, right? It kind of, like, gives you the idea that it's real. You understand what I'm saying? It's real. Like, we all know, like, people have divorces and stuff like that. But, like, if a couple gets married, right? Celebrity or no celebrity, they don't really have to say anything about their relationship or their marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's by choice. You don't have to say anything. Yes, people will still know that you're married, but you don't have to give any ideas, any thoughts. You don't have to make it look a certain way. You don't have to do anything. It's a choice. That's, you know, you're married, that's your business. But it's like when you go out your way and you talk about the black love and, you know, you come up with this like thing where, you know, you want to be the couple when the marriage that everybody look at to say, oh yeah, you know, things like this can last forever. Excuse me. When you do that, it kind of makes people think like, yeah, this is real. Because why else would they do that? And just in case you don't know who I'm talking about Papoose and Remy Ma. These are the first two that I'm talking about. And it's not negative in no kind of way. I know they're human. You know what I'm saying? I know they're human. And I know anybody could do anything to another person and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, to me, them two were, and it's not official yet. You know what I'm saying? I think they, divorce is not official. I just didn't see it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like Remy got locked up. You know what I'm saying? He stood by her. He was going up to see her every day. Is what, you know, the story came out to be and all that kind of stuff. I think they even got married while she was locked up. So, you know, that was big. It's not too many people doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's like a ultimate act of faith. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, you know, you get out or whatever, we still connected. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like a show of good faith. And I just couldn't see that, man. Like, I know they're going to have problems and stuff like that. But because of y'all came out with the black love and the story and all that kind of stuff, you just thought like any problems they have, like they go battle it out because of the what was said by them in the public. You know what I'm saying? The perception that they gave out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, whatever happens, you thought they would, like, fight over it. Like, you know what I mean? We done came out with this and said that, and we got people thinking this and doing that. Like, we got to fight it out, man. We got to stick it out. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, with the allegations of her cheating, it's like, you know, I've never met her. I don't know her personally and stuff like that. And again, you know, she hasn't confirmed this or anything, you know, anything like that. The divorce hasn't been final or anything like that. I don't know if it was, I'm not sure if it's been filed yet. I'm not even sure of that, you know what I'm saying? But when you look at her, like, you can't judge somebody by their lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Like, that topic has come up a lot. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, in murder cases and stuff like that. But it's like, you know what I mean? When you look at her, you know, you could kind of think and believe that she would do something like that. But it's like, because of their story and everything that, you know, they put out in the public about their relationship, I just got the idea that she wouldn't do that. I know it was possible, but I just didn't think she would. You know what I'm saying? She would have to come out and say that, man, for me to for really for me to really believe that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? All the way. But if I'm having trouble, man, I know something happened, but I got to hear that from her, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's crazy because of the perception. You know what I mean? So when I heard that story, like, that messed me up because I actually thought they were two that, okay, those are two that's going to really last for real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I also thought that about Dell Curry and his wife. Like, I couldn't believe that. They just, like I said, I know anybody could do anything and stuff like that. They just been together since, like, what, high school, college? You know what I mean? And they two people just look like they don't do nothing, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, like, perception, you know what I'm saying? So that came out. That was kind of crazy to me. And then two other ones that bugged me out. Iman Shepherd and Teyana Taylor. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Iman Shepherd. I actually met him. You know what I mean? Me and the kids and the family, we were in Atlanta. And you know what I'm saying? My son, being a big LeBron fan, you know, Shumpert played with LeBron, I believe, in Cleveland. So, you know what I mean? My son got to meet him. You know what I'm saying? I was proud of that. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely a good look, man. He was good people and everything. You know what I mean? So, shout out to him. But, like, even with them two, like, for different reasons, though, like, it wasn't so much of, I could say, like, perception. But it was like them two got married, and it was like throughout the years, I think they put in 7 years together. And it was just like throughout the years, when everybody would, you know, when all the podcasts and radio stations would do their news and they would say, you know, this about this marriage, this about this relationship, you know, this about these people dating and all that stuff. It's just like them two would never come up. You know what I'm saying? Them two would never come up at all. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like they're not high-profile people. You know what I'm saying? One is in the NBA. And, you know, Taylor, she's an actor, dancer, you know what I'm saying, rapper and all that good stuff. You never heard anything. So, again, you know what I'm saying? Thinking realistically, like, you know there's problems because it wouldn't be realistic if it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, something is going on just because that's a part of life. But in a world that's dominated by, like, blogs and gossip and news and people breaking up and negative stuff happening, It says a lot about you if you a high profile person, and if both of y'all are high profile and both of y'all are celebrities and y'all relationship or marriage never comes up one way or the other. That says a lot. You know what I'm saying? Either you think it unrealistically and there's no problems for real, or y'all do a damn good job of hiding it. You know what I'm saying? If you do a good job of hiding it, hey, you know, you earned that respect. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You earned that. I know those are the two that recently been making headlines, you know, like the last 2 weeks. And I know it's a lot more that I can't think of right now, but in general, you know what I'm saying? I know marriage is supposed to be about, you know, two people that love each other and care about each other, and you know, it should be, you know, just about that. But, you know, as a fan of some of the people that's involved, you know, opportunity was there for the taking. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, and I know, again, I know that none of them got married for this reason. You know what I'm saying? But opportunity was there, you know, to say a lot of people believe that you know, if you're a player, if you're an NBA player or, you know, you're a rapper, you can't have, like, a serious relationship with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or it can't be real, you know what I'm saying? Because of the profession, because of the traveling, and because of the opportunity and stuff like that. And overall, in general, man, I think these two couples had an opportunity to kind of, like, if not change the narrative, but at least, like, be those couples that people could look at and say, hey, man, you know, it can work. It is possible. You know what I'm saying? That's how I saw that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I saw them too. And it was just crazy that, you know, the two couples that I had that vision of, like, they both damn near happened at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That's what's crazy to me. And, you know, it's always a positive to be taken out of it. If there's a silver lining, you know, talking about, you know, Amon Shepherd and Tiana Taylor, shout out to them for, like, you know, apparently, like, whatever happened, they're not talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're not being, I know they're probably upset about it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be. If you were with somebody that for that long, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, that person was a big part of your life. So I'm not going to say they were happy about it. But, like, usually, like, these things end up in, you know, being bitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, they trashing each other out in the public. Now, all of a sudden, they can't stand each other. Now, they trying to cut each other off, stop each other money and stuff like that. Like, usually, like, things like this get ugly. So far, you know, even though it's in the beginning, you know, they're not talking about what happened, if anything, you know, happened. You know what I'm saying? There's no trashing, you know, each other. And the only reason why I made public, because they are public figures, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to them for that. And I haven't seen or heard Remy or none of them say anything about each other either. But, you know, we do know the situation there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? There's that. But, like, in closing, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, me being having my own podcast, you know what I'm saying, and being in the limelight myself and stuff like that, I'm still a fan of what I do. I'm still a fan of entertainment, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be a fan of what you into, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the fan in me, you know what I'm saying? The fan in me. It don't necessarily have to be a marriage. It could be like teammates. It could be two actors on the same TV show, some people on the same record label. But as a fan, you know what I'm saying? I don't ask for much. But as a fan, I would like to see, like, this one time, two people that I look at, you know what I'm saying, and say, man, you know, them two got to get along, man. Like they relationship or whatever, that got to be real. For once, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, let me see, you know, show me that, you know, one of these names can be real for real. And that can let us know, or let me know, that it is hope out there for that sort of thing. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I'm holding out hope that one sports or one entertainment couple will really last, like, forever. For real, for real. Until then, y'all be safe. I appreciate y'all. And we'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.